You are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers Rapid React. Well, not as rapid as usual since it was a Saturday game, but I'm still here uploading this podcast late night Pacific time Sunday for your early morning Monday listening pleasure. 49ers victory beating the Arizona Cardinals 20-12 Saturday. I'll get into everything I have here, notes from the game, and of course give out some game balls after this one, and a lot more people deserving of game balls when the 49ers win as they did Saturday in week 16. This football season, nearly over, has been extremely different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day no matter how you watch. Pepsi is the refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. These passionate fans are the real generational talent that Pepsi fuels, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. At BD Peacock is where you can find me. Hit me with those mailbag questions for tomorrow's show. You can also email LockedOn49ers@gmail.com. And I guess we should start, as we usually do, with the 49ers passing game and the quarterback. This time it was C.J. Beathard, and congratulations to C.J. Beathard for a successful start, leading the 49ers to victory. Now, of course, the game plan wasn't put on C.J. Beathard's shoulders, but something that Nick Mullins couldn't do recently, didn't give the other team a bunch of short fields and a bunch of easy points. And when they do that, they can win the game. Oh, yeah, and a really good running game to go along with it. But let's focus on Beathard and the 49ers passing game first. We'll get to the running game and the 49ers defense a little bit later. And, you know, it's unfortunate for Beathard. He's kind of dealt with a bad hand as far as his 49ers career goes from fans and from me in a lot of cases, because I've been on records like, yeah, you know, why is C.J. Beathard even around, right? And I've came into this game sort of rooting for C.J. Beathard. Well, I mean, definitely rooting for C.J. Beathard, because he's been through a lot in the last year, especially not even football related, but with his brother. And everybody knows that story. And it's not C.J. Beathard's fault that he was overdrafted by the 49ers as a third round pick in 2017. And in this game, he played well, and he played better than the last guy that played quarterback for the 49ers recently, because he didn't turn the ball over as much and didn't give the other team a bunch of points. So a good game for C.J. Beathard. So congratulations again to him. And it was also really cool to see George Kittle back in the lineup on offense, giving the 49ers a boost in both the pass game and especially the run game. Quickly, a 3rd-and-7 hole following an incomplete pass and a 3-yard run on the 49ers' first two plays of the game. No Kittle in the game on third down, which I thought was interesting. And I think Kyle Shanahan wanted to save his energy for the run game, apparently, which might have been a really smart move by Shanahan, knowing that Kittle was going to be on a pitch count. But I would have thought, you know, third downs and mediums and longs, that would be a good place to have George Kittle, your best receiver, in the game. C.J. Beathard, which is the thing that's always plagued him, got a little bit worried early in the game because he was holding on to the ball a little bit long, got sacked on this play, and the drive would end in a punt. Second drive, Niners getting the ball moving a little bit. George Kittle getting involved with some of that sweet, sweet yak. A play action, crosser, first down, running around and through defenders. Vintage George Kittle, which was really fun to see, and I think energized the 49ers offense, maybe the entire team. Then Jeff Wilson finished it off with a 21-yard reception. Wilson is so good on those Texas routes, the angle route, the circle route. A choice route, I believe, is what it technically was in the 49ers offense there on that play. It's essentially a slant that's run by a running back. And, you know, the defender has to cover a running back that's coming out of the backfield that could break it out to the flats or could break it out over the middle of the field. And Wilson is so good on that route. We've seen it multiple times. Catch and run really puts linebackers in a bind with a running back that can catch the ball. And I think Wilson's receiving ability is a little bit underrated. And Kyle Shanahan likes to dial that specific call up for him, and he produces on it. So touchdown, Niners are up 7-3 at this point. Second quarter, this is Mike McGlinchey's season in a nutshell in this game. You don't even have to watch all season of Mike McGlinchey to know how the season has gone. This game was perfect. Seems like every game there's at least one highlight bad pass protection rep for McGlinchey where he gets beat badly. And it's been speed, it's been power, it's been a lot of different things. And that was this rep here. But then solid for most of the game, but the thing you remember is the really one bad pass block that he had, and that he's been really good in the run game. I think he was over a 90 grade, as were multiple 49ers offensive linemen, according to PFF, after this game. Run blocking grades, that is. But in this particular play, he gets beat by Hassan Reddick, who hits Beathard. Beathard fumbles. Thought it was an incomplete pass, but it was actually fumbled forward, recovered by Arizona. Luckily, only 4 seconds left in the half. Arizona wasn't able to do with anything with the ball. So the one turnover from C.J. Beathard, luckily for the Niners, didn't hurt the Niners. There was another turnover-worthy throw he made that could have been picked off. So it could have been worse, you know, timing-wise with both of those plays. If the ball gets picked off, if that fumble would have led to a Cardinals score, but it didn't, which makes such a huge difference for the way this team is built, the way this team is playing right now, the way the defense is playing, and with them being able to run the ball. Just don't turn the ball over is all C.J. Beathard had to do. And they got out of there unscathed in the turnovers department. Moving on to the second half when it comes to the passing game, second drive of the half, Coleman and McKinnon working in, giving Wilson, who had a ton of work in this game, a little bit of a rest. I'm okay in that point. Second half, the workhorse has been doing a lot of carrying of the rock. Then you can work in Coleman and McKinnon. That's the right way to do it, I think. And Shanahan starts throwing the balls to his backs. Three straight pass plays to Coleman, McKinnon, and then hits Kyle Juszczyk in the flats for a touchdown. 14-6 in the second half. 49ers opening up a 2-score lead on Arizona. Moving on to the fourth quarter, play action from the 1 yard line. This was after another long Wilson run. Kyle Juszczyk wide open for his second score of the day. Gold would miss his second kick of the day on the extra point. He would miss another one later, 20-12 San Francisco. Beathard would also hit George Kittle later for 23 yards. Again, they were not leaning on the arm of C.J. Beathard, and he wasn't dropping dimes all over the place, but he had a few highlights there, some nice runs after the catch. I think his longest completion, air yards-wise, was that completion to George Kittle, and C.J. Beathard does have a little bit more zip on his arm than Nick Mullins does, but the Niners, Kyle Shanahan clearly didn't want to go that route. He wanted to take the ball almost out of his quarterback hands, even though his numbers look good with the three touchdown passes. You know, there was short stuff, and it was a throw to a running back and two to his fullback in the flats. Just really short throws, easy throws. He wanted to make things easy, and when you're able to run the ball and the defense is continually giving the ball back to your offense, when you're averaging 8 yards per carry, you don't have to lean on your quarterback. So that's exactly the way Kyle Shanahan drew this game up, and that's exactly the way it played out. And C.J. Beathard did enough for the 49ers to win the game and didn't fall on his face and didn't create a bunch of turnovers and create a bunch of points for the other team. So props to C.J. Beathard, and Kyle Shanahan's game plan worked to perfection on this day, giving that 49ers team a late season victory that some fans don't want because they want a better draft pick. But look, go from pick 12 to pick 14. No, I think the signs of winning a football game, what that means for your team, is much better than losing a football game and gaining, you know, two spots in the draft. If you were talking about the difference between pick 2 and pick 1 and a generational quarterback sitting there for you, I get why Jaguars fans and Jets fans were rooting for their teams to lose the last few weeks. But for the 49ers, it means a lot more if a team can come in with everything they've lost on their third string quarterback and backup running backs and, you know, missing numerous players on defense, even some players they thought they would have this week that they didn't end up having, and winning a game and having enough depth and enough great coaching on your team to pull out a win against a team that's trying to make their way into the playoffs. I think that's a much better sign in the long run for the 49ers than if they would lost a game and were picking 12 instead of 14 in April. All right, let's talk 49ers running game, which was the star of the show on offense in this one, and the 49ers defense, which did a number on that Arizona Cardinals offense as well. Coming up and giving out some game balls after this 2012 win for the 49ers. Man, speaking of some of those NFL games this week with some bad teams that are knocking off some better teams or some teams that are at least favored, and seeing teams like the Jets win some games and the Bengals win some games, and Jaguars fans started to put up a fight. And then once they saw, I think, that the Jets were leading, I think Jaguars fans were probably like, yeah, you know what? It's okay. We can win a game here and still get that number one pick. But you can bet on not just 49ers games, any game on the NFL slate at betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Not only football games, we've got college football games coming up, bowl season, tons of prop bets for the offseason, where coaches will go, where players will get drafted. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code Locked On to receive 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Just a monster run game for Kyle Shanahan's offense that was led by running back Jeff Wilson Jr. Saturday. I mean, they were annihilating the Cardinals on the ground, and got to give props to the offensive line. It starts up front. They were blocking it really well. And oh yeah, it helps quite a bit to have George Kittle back and blocking in the run game. One specific highlight I noticed from him, and probably a lot more I would notice if when I go back in and watch the game and focus on George Kittle out there. First drive, first touchdown drive, that is. Wilson runs for 3 yards, 6 yards, 7 yards. I loved the juice sneak. Great call by Kyle Shanahan there, lining up Kyle Juszczyk, who was a huge part of this game plan for the 49ers, in motion. Converting on a third and one, motions behind center with Beathard and shotgun, takes the snap, and so it's a quarterback sneak, but with the fullback. It's genius. You don't have to worry about your quarterback getting hurt running a sneak when you just have one backup who joined the team 2 days ago. You let your fullback do the sneak. I love that call, and I love the way they draw that up, because when you line up in shotgun and you have it spread out a little bit more, the defense can't clog the middle as much. It's a lot harder to run a play like that, you know, if it was at the goal line. But a third and one midfield, it's a lot easier to run a play like that. So love that design from Kyle Shanahan there. And then the Wilson reception finished off that touchdown drive. But we're talking about the running game now. A 10-yard run for Wilson in the second quarter, followed by a Beathard run, who was blasted by Buda Baker. And whew, speed again, your quarterback hit. And Beathard ran the ball a couple of times. And, you know, I guess he's somewhat of an athlete compared to Nick Mullins. But again, when your backup quarterback, Josh Rosen, just joined the team this week, probably not great to see CJ Beathard taking hits like that. Then they started giving the ball back to their running back instead. Wilson knocks out 10 more yards, but then the drive would stall there. Coleman did enter the drive there in the second quarter, 3 yard run, pass, punt. And that's how that drive ended. Third quarter, more Wilson, 5 yards, 7 yards, 15 yards. Then a reverse to Brandon Ayuk with Beathard, again, out in front as a lead blocker, trying to mix it up. He's definitely a tough guy, not afraid of contact, that's for sure, when it comes to CJ Beathard, which is obviously one of the things Kyle Shanahan has talked about that he loved about CJ Beathard coming into the league. But the drive would end with a Robbie Gould missed field goal, which was a pattern in this game, him missing multiple kicks. Next drive, more of the same. Wilson, 23-yard run, going over 100 yards on the game on the ground already just in the third quarter, midway through the third quarter. Jeff Wilson's fantasy owners, and I'm not even highlighting all of Wilson's runs, just my favorite runs, you know, the longer ones, because he was gouging them big runs here and there, and he had some shorter runs, running angry as he does. Wilson's fantasy owners are probably pretty happy overall with what they got from him, but should have had a little bit more. Should have a touchdown there in the fourth quarter, right? That was a touchdown. Getting the leg in, because I don't think the ball has to cross over in front of the pylon. Just him getting the foot in with the ball in his hand was enough, but Kyle Shanahan didn't want to review that play. He was ruled out of bounds at the goal line and then got that touchdown sniped by Kyle Juszczyk on his second touchdown of the day. And by the way, on that run that should have been a touchdown from Jeff Wilson, George Kittle might have killed a man on that play. I mean, welcome back, George Kittle. Blocked. He was lined up as the left tight end. So blocking the defense's right defensive end. He blocked him all the way over to where the left defensive end would normally be lining up. Like basically blocked him from hash to hash. I mean, and those are the kinds of blocks you're not seeing from the other 49ers tight ends. So a big boost in the run game. Just swings the gate wide open for a run on that side when you can just wash the defensive end completely down the line as George Kittle did there. I mean, it's such a boost for a team to have a tight end that can do what George Kittle can do in both the run game and the pass game. It was almost getting ho-hum with how many long runs Wilson was having, and these weren't like Raheem Mostert 80-yard runs. These were like 15, 12, 20, another 25-yarder late in the fourth quarter, then a little hurdle on his way to 12 more yards, jumping over the lead block. Both Kyle Juszczyk, who was the blocker, and the defender he was blocking, hops over both of them, gets a first down. Just Niners running with the lead, leaning on the Cardinals at that point, which is something they were able to do a lot last year, have not been able to do that a lot this year. That drive would end, though. Niners weren't able to extend the lead and put it out of reach for Arizona because Robbie Gould would miss another field goal, his second missed field goal, third miss of the day total after missing an extra point earlier on in the day. So Cardinals, only down by 8 points, still had one more shot. But as we know, the 49ers would hold them yet again. So let's talk a little bit about that 49ers defense, who was without a lot of players. I mean, even players we didn't expect to be out this week. Richard Sherman still dealing with the calf injury now, and Javon Kinlaw out. Jimmy Ward also out, on top of the guys we already knew the 49ers defense was missing all season long. So Marcel Harris in there at strong safety, Akella Witherspoon getting the start at corner for Sherman, and Kentavious Street getting the start at defensive tackle with Kinlaw out. But Robert Saleh's crew was still up to the challenge. But let's start at the beginning. And I talked about Kyle Shanahan's game plan was pretty obvious and pretty clear. I think Cliff Kingsbury's game plan was also obvious and clear early on. And with Richard Sherman out, they wanted to test Akella Witherspoon, who was getting the start in his place. They went after him right away. And to Spoon's credit, he was up to the challenge. Now, he gave up some plays, but he was playing confident. He was playing fast. He was playing physical. He made plays on the ball. So props to Akella Witherspoon. I loved what I saw from him out there. Gave up the deep ball early. And again, it was like the 49ers when Beathard took the early sack. It's like, oh, is this how this game's going to go? And then when Murray went at Spoon right away, and he was beaten by Christian Kirk on the deep ball down the right sideline. And I think a nice little veteran move there by Kirk to get open late in that play, too. I love when there's good plays, let them battle it out. No flags unless anything's egregious. So nice play by Kirk there. Nice throw by Murray. Murray throws a pretty ball. And it was like, okay, Verrett's going to see a lot of DeAndre Hopkins at right corner, and Witherspoon's going to see a lot of Christian Kirk at left cornerback. And they wanted to attack that matchup, it looked like. And they went to that multiple times. They went to it again at the end of the game. More on that. But clearly that's the matchup they wanted. Didn't work out really that all that great for Arizona. And I loved how physical the 49ers corners were and how difficult they made the game on the Cards receivers in this game. And I think they were maybe a little too soft the first matchup earlier this year. And they let DeAndre Hopkins catch everything. But maybe the Niners didn't know that Verrett was going to play so well this year, and so they didn't want to challenge him as much. But they challenged those receivers a lot more today, and it really paid off for the 49ers defense. They were spying Kyler Murray in the red zone after he scrambled and got away up the middle earlier in the drive. Incomplete pass to Kirk in the back of the end zone. He took a shot from Moore on that play. Tarvarius Moore, by the way, and Arizona went up early with a 3-0 lead with a field goal, but the Niners bend don't break there and don't allow them to score after the big play, the big deep ball early from Murray to Christian Kirk. Second drive, 3rd and 10, Saleh dials up a cornerback blitz with Akella Witherspoon. Murray avoids it, but isn't able to find a receiver, has to throw incomplete, and that drive ends in a punt. Kaywon Hurt, in his first game back, left the field with what looked like a knee injury. He was carted to the locker room, looked like he was holding his knee. And then I think it was the next drive or two drives later, he was back in the game. I thought he was done. It's like, okay, well, there goes K-1 for the year. Maybe his last play as a 49er since he's a free agent in the offseason. But no, he's back on the field a little bit later. He's a tough guy. And, but man, that when someone gets carted off and they're back in the same quarter, that's usually, that's strange. You don't see that very often. Second quarter, 10 play drive, but only 35 yards for the Arizona offense. Niners D gets themselves another punt. Kerry Hyder getting in on the action with another sack. 8.5 sacks now on the season for Kerry Hyder. Are the Niners going to be able to afford to bring him back? They need depth. They need defensive ends. They're definitely going to try to bring him back. I don't know if they can afford to pay him a starter salary. I think the hope when you get Kerry Hyder is that you pay him a backup salary and he can play some starting role for you, but I don't know if the 49ers want to pencil him in as the guy. I think they're going to draft some people, and you would like to be able to get him back at a nice dollar amount. So we'll see what he commands on the free agent market. But he was available for cheap this year for a reason. We'll see if teams believe in what they saw from Kerry Hyder this year. If Kerry Hyder's a free agent and say somehow defensive line coach Chris Kocurek ends up somewhere else, or let's say maybe the 49ers have to make a change at defensive coordinator because Saleh is somewhere else and that defensive coordinator wants to bring a different defensive line coach with him. I could see Hyder going with Kocurek wherever he goes because that's where he's had his best seasons when he's being coached by that guy. It's pretty amazing. Saleh pumped on the sideline multiple times in this game, but he was really jacked up after a Greenlaw pressure in the second quarter on Murray, flushed Murray out of the pocket. Greenlaw wasn't able to corral him, but Al-Shaair, showing off some serious closing speed, comes in and causes Murray to throw the ball away. And another first half punt forced by the 49ers defense. And by the way, is it me or is Azeez Al-Shaair moving a lot faster this year? And we hadn't seen that much of him this year. But the more I watch him play, the more I like Azeez Al-Shaair, and he seems to be flying around. And I think he was definitely hampered by injury earlier on in his 49ers career. He had an extra step definitely this season than what I remember from him in the past. Okay, more on the 49ers D coming up, and we will give out some game balls after this week 16 victory. You know what goes great after a victory? Built Bars. Now, you know where Built Bars really shine? And I utilized it when I traveled this week for car rides. Like, Built Bars are so good for that car ride. You don't want to pull over to the drive-thru, crush a burger and fries. It's 1,000 calories. Have a Built Bar in the car. 130 calories in the salted caramel flavor. 17 grams of protein. Only 4 grams of sugar. And it's that protein, not only to give you energy, tides you over too. It's not that thing where you need to go running for a whole bunch more food later. You eat the snack and it tides you over. It does exactly what it should do. Oh, and it tastes amazing. It's covered in 100% actual, legit, real chocolate. Low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, even great for a keto diet. Go to builtbar.com. Use promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 20% off your next order. That is builtbar.com. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off your next box of Built Bars. Where are we at here? Violent, fast 49ers defense. Late second quarter, 4th and 3. Cards went for 4th down a number of times here, and I think it's a good strategy in a lot of cases, and it worked a few times. Niners tightened up, though. This 4th and 3 late in the second quarter, Warner blitz off the defense's left side. Murray ran left away from the Warner blitz. He did get the first down. Kerry Hyder was the contained defensive end on the other side that Murray ran to. Hyder almost pulled a hamstring trying to keep up and contain Murray on that play. That was a mismatch for the 49ers defense, and that's why it's so hard against a player like Kyler Murray. And I've noticed that Robert Saleh tries to do that against athletic quarterbacks, and you blitz from one side, try to chase him into the arms of a defensive end on the other side. It's just so hard because those guys are more athletic than a lot of defensive linemen, most of them, and they can get away, as Murray did on that play. Verrett, nice play on Hopkins. This is one of the plays of the game. Verrett in the end zone, batting the ball out of Hopkins' hands, and the ball got to his hands, but close coverage and competitive for Verrett to get in there, fight through the end of the play, get his hands in there, rip the ball away, go route into the end zone there. Incomplete. Cards settle for a field goal. So that's a big swing in points there going into halftime. 7-6. 49ers at that point, just two field goals mustered in the first half by Arizona's offense. Second half, K'Wan Williams, after the injury back in the game, gets a sack. Robert Saleh not sitting back versus Kyler Murray and that Cardinals offense this time. I think they did play on their heels a little bit more the first time, and he was trying to force the action from the defensive side of the ball, and it worked really well. Got after Murray a number of times with different blitzes. Warner forces and recovers his own fumble on tight end Dan Arnold. Wasn't sure about that one, but so many 49ers were playing fast and swarming to the ball there. You couldn't get a good look at video because Al Shaer and Tarvarius Moore were all in on the tackle surrounding Arnold and Warner on that play. So solid tackling. Love seeing that Niners D playing fast, tackling well, and flying to the football, which all contributed to that turnover for the 49ers defense. A lot of no-huddle shotgun for the Arizona offense, and I don't know if it's more than usual, but it felt like a little bit more than usual for them, even though they do that a lot. Playing like it was the fourth quarter from very early on, going for it on fourth down again in the third quarter here. Murray scrambled on a fourth and five for 11 yards, moves the sticks again. Then Murray beats cover two with a nice throw hit. Keyshawn Johnson over the deep middle of the field, just over Fred Warner, who was playing that deep middle as a middle linebacker, as you do in cover two, and getting the ball in between the safeties. So over the linebacker, between the safeties for 45 yards. It was a long drive that would span the end of the third quarter into the fourth quarter. 14 play long drive, 87 total yards. Kelly Witherspoon, defensive holding, gives Arizona a first and goal. Drake stuffed on first and second down, but on the third try, Drake does get in to score the touchdown. They go for the two-point conversion there to tie the game at 14. No good, though. Verrett, again, with great coverage on Hopkins. 14-12, San Francisco at that point. Fourth quarter, another fourth down. Just a few minutes to go in the game. Warner bats down a fourth and two pass. Jumps a slant route for Hopkins like he knew it was coming, and I think he did know it was coming. That one looked like a film study as much as anything that allowed Warner to jump that pass and knock it down. That was pretty cool to see. So great play there by the 49ers defense coming up with a fourth down stop. Kyler Murray off his back foot, picked off by Akella Witherspoon. Witherspoon's first interception of the year. I love the way Witherspoon battled in this game. Ball was underthrown a little bit because of pressure coming toward Murray. Thrown off the back foot there. Underthrows Christian Kirk in the end zone. Witherspoon goes up and picks the ball off. Thought that might have been it for Arizona, but they did get one final shot. Under a minute left. Witherspoon, another PBU, breaking up another pass. Third down play. Fourth down and six. Niners get pressure on Murray by Alex Barrett, whose name I might not have even mentioned before on this podcast, but he did get the pressure, hits Murray. Murray hurt on the play, and so we'll find out more about Murray's availability the rest of the season for the Cardinals. I think he'll be okay, but he was definitely shaken up on that play to end the game. Verrett all over Hopkins on a comeback route, and that would be the ball game, setting up a victory formation for C.J. Beathard and the 49ers offense with a backflip from Richie James and a 20-12 win for San Francisco. And now it's time to give out some game balls for that victory for the 49ers. And a lot of players I've already mentioned here on the pod. Start with C.J. Beathard. Only one turnover. Didn't hurt him. More importantly, what it obviously meant to him personally, with what he's gone through over the course of the last year. And he played pretty well. So good job, C.J. Beathard. Did exactly what the 49ers needed for a quarterback to do to win a game. If the Niners would have gotten some more quarterback play like that earlier in the year, Not that he went out and won the game or anything like that, but he didn't lose it. That's what the 49ers really have needed from their quarterback position. I mean, imagine when Kyle Shanahan gets a stud quarterback in there. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo is good, and he's fine. And look, the Niners are going to win a lot of games with Jimmy Garoppolo going forward if he's their quarterback. They've already won a lot of games with him. You know, if he can play, which, you know, they've just played too many games without Jimmy Garoppolo recently, and I think there's some people that think they should be able to improve on Jimmy G as the starter anyway, even when he is in there. So, and I think all of those viewpoints are fair, and this is going to be a really interesting offseason. But it's clear what Kyle Shanahan can do with scraps at times, backups in there, quarterback, running back. It all starts up front with the offensive line. So the offensive line should get some credit for the running game in this game. They're going to get an honorable mention. I think Kyle Shanahan deserves a mention in this game as well, even though they're not going to get game balls. I'm going to give the other offensive game ball in this one to Jeff Wilson. And, you know, getting George Kittle back, I think, was huge in this game. With the offensive line, the way they ran block for him, it's never all on the running back. But, man, the numbers were outstanding for Jeff Wilson in this game. And he's so fun to watch, and he runs angry. So, you know, maybe Shanahan or Kittle or the offensive line deserve game balls, but I can't give game balls to everybody, so I'm going to give the ball to Jeff Wilson, and he can share it with the rest of them. It can represent everybody else, I guess. And it was pointed out by a listener on Twitter, and I didn't really notice it at first, but Jeff Wilson carried the ball as many times as C.J. Beathard threw it in this game, and it ended up with one more yard. You don't see that very often. 8.3 yards per carry for Jeffrey Wilson Jr. in this game on 22 carries, 183 yards on the ground, and that's to go with his receiving, which was 20. It was only the one catch, but it was a 21-yard touchdown reception. So he went over 200 total yards from scrimmage on the day. So have a day, Jeffrey Wilson. C.J. Beathard's 22 attempts, he completed 13 of them and had 182 yards. So one fewer yard there for C.J. Beathard passing than Jeff Wilson running. Kyle Juszczyk had a big day. He's going to get an honorable mention. Usually two touchdowns will get you a game ball, but I was just more impressed. You know, I mean, leaking a fullback out in the flats and having easy scores, I mean, that's on Kyle Shanahan as much as it is Kyle Juszczyk. But he made the play, and he caught the ball. And his threat of blocking, you know, maybe helps a little bit there. But, you know, I'm giving him to C.J. Beathard and Jeff Wilson on offense. On the defensive side of the ball, the usual suspects, Fred Warner. I mean, Fumble recovery. How many passes did he break up? Three pass defensed in that game. Eight solo tackles, 14 total tackles. I mean, he's all over the place. Rushing the quarterback. I mean, Fred Warner's a joy to watch at times, and it's really fun to watch him play linebacker for the 49ers, flying around, doing everything there is to do for a linebacker. By a linebacker in the NFL, Fred Warner, a deserved Pro Bowler this year. And then I think the guy who probably leads the team in Locked On 49ers game balls in 2020, that's defensive coordinator Robert Saleh. And he's going to get another game ball from me today. I mentioned what he was without on defense. No Kinlaw, no Sherman, no Ward. Obviously, we already know there's no Bosa, no D Ford to help him get after quarterbacks to, you know, help the back end of that defense out even more. But he always seems to dial up the right amount of plays. He seems to change things up, which I think is really important. And I just love the way he learned from the first time he played this team and played him differently and played him better this time with less talent on the field. So, I mean, Robert Saleh's defenses have played winning football all season long, and it's been the offense that's let him down a lot of times. But seeing an offense that didn't turn the ball over, that ran the ball at an 8 yard per carry clip, really allowed the defense to do what they did, keep them off the field a lot more. And Robert Saleh's defense held up their end of the bargain. And we might only see one more game of Robert Saleh as the defensive coordinator for the 49ers, because I think he's deservedly going to get a head coaching job this year. I really do think he will, and he should. And I love seeing him get fired up on the sidelines. Haven't seen that fiery Robert Saleh in a while. So props to Saleh. He had a good game plan, had his guys coached up, had his guys playing smart, had his guys playing fast, and had his guys beating the Arizona Cardinals. Playing spoiler, the Cardinals now are at the mercy of the Chicago Bears. If the Bears win out, I don't think the Cardinals are going to get in. Wow, what a turn of events. So the Niners played spoiler against the Cardinals, potentially had a hand in knocking them out of the playoffs if they don't end up making it, and can maybe wreak a little bit of havoc with the Seahawks and some seeding as well in the NFC and play some spoiler there next week. We'll break more of it down here as we do every week, every day, Locked On 49ers. It is your show on Tuesdays. Hit me with your mailbag questions at BDPeacock on Twitter. You can email the show, LockedOn49ers at gmail.com. Talk to you then right here, Locked On 49ers.